If you're here, I strongly believe that God has a very wonderful plan, and He wants you knowing how to. So like I said, I sensed or perceived in my heart that many were stuck at a point and they needed to hear God's word. And the hearing in of God's word is what will propel them to their next level. So we're going to be looking at steps and parts, knowing what God would have you do next in a simple way. And I believe right now I'm talking to people who are going to step out and change their world, eventually changing the world for Jesus. I believe that in the people gathered here tonight are people who are going to step out and change their world, and eventually they're going to change the world for Jesus. So if you're here, God is preparing you through the teaching of God's word today for a place that He has already prepared for you. So God is preparing you through the teaching of God's word to a place that He has already prepared for you. So He's preparing you for the times ahead. He's getting you ready for the great and awesome things that He has in your life. Say an amen wherever you are. He's preparing you for the exploits that He's going to do with your life. If some of you knew what God had planned for you, you'll be amazed. He says, the thoughts that He has concerning you are thoughts of good and not of evil. It's the devil that shows you evil things and the thoughts that He has for you. But God, no. The thoughts He thinks towards you, what He wants you to achieve, they are good. And you will not find an iota of evil in those thoughts. So, I want to tell someone here tonight that quitting is not an option. All right? Quitting is not an option. For those of you who are around me, I told you, delete that option of I quit. I get tired. I can't do this. I don't want to do this. Even though I have a lead on doing it, I just want to give up. No, quitting is not an option. So in our options, we don't have what it means to quit because it's not part of the options that we have. So we're going to be looking at something very vital in every man's life. You know, it is said that direction is a lot more important than speed. So when you find somebody taking to their heels very quickly, you should find out, where are you going? Are you going to the right place? Are you running the right race? So in this life, as I teach you God's word tonight, in a very simple way, that's what I trust God for. In a simple way, there's going to be sudden clarity. There's going to be what to do. And there's going to be how to do what to do. And you're going to be confident about it. You know, so there are steps to take. And there are paths to turn. And why am I taking some time to teach you this? Is because taking godly steps and turning godly paths is what will lead you into fruitfulness, into seasons of plenty, into seasons of exceeding joy, of fulfillment. That's what happens. So there is a path to turn to, and there's a path to take, and there's steps, progressive steps to take. And you know, I don't get happy when I find believers say, "Oh, and I'm not sure, and I'm not really, I don't know what to do. Whether you are in the ministry, you're not in the ministry, it's something concerning the secular world, or you're not in the secular world, anything. Right? So, for example, when I was done with school, university, for those of you who want to know, that was 2019. And I didn't know exactly what I was to do specifically. So, I remember that when we were done, I took a while praying about what my next step was going to be and what I was going to do. And then it turned out that I was supposed to go to the north. So I didn't know if that was actually what I was supposed to do or not. So I remember just stepping in. Remember, I didn't know what to do. Exactly. I probably could have had a sensing, or more like a perceiving, but I still didn't know what to do. Exactly. Specifically. So, one thing led to the other, and another thing led to the other. Now, why did I share that part with you? It's because some of you in this place are sensing certain things, but you also don't know what to do. Somebody's saying, I have a business idea in my mind. Oh, but I don't know what to do. I'm about finishing school, but I'm not too sure. And some of you are still in school, and you're like, even this course, I don't know if it's the right course to do. And some of you have a career, even this career, I'm tired of it. So you find out that believers get themselves in positions, and they are either in fear, they are grumbling, they feel tired, exhausted, they don't know what to do. You find out that there's also probably, say, it's another Monday. Then when you see Friday, like, you get very excited, like, yes, today is Friday. Why? Because you're going to be off their job for Saturday and Sunday. Now, to have this kind of an experience is almost to feel like I'm not doing what I want to do. And I don't know what step next to take. And I don't know if the path I'm in is the right path or not. So, these are a group of people. Now, there's another group of people. They're also still probably on campus. And you see, when you are very young and when you're younger, there are natural courses of life that you should take. For example, when you finish nursery, you go to kindergarten, and then you go to primary school. And then you go to senior high school. And then you go to the university. Or you go to junior high school, senior high school, then the university. Then it's imperative that everybody does their service. Some decide to leave the country for other reasons. School, work, and all of that. So, many of the times, if you're still in that stage, you might feel like, okay, I don't think I need this teaching. Of course you do. As I teach, you'll get to realize, oh, he's actually speaking to me. Right? So it's important that we all come to learn what I'm about to teach you. And like I said, God intends to lead you to places of fruitfulness, of joy, of peace, of ever-growing increase. Now, not taking this path would lead you into places of misery, confusion, sickness, failure, lack of a pleasurable life. And that's not what God wants for you. You know, the word grace actually also denotes pleasure. So God's grace in your life, which is the presence of Jesus in your life, makes your life pleasurable. It's not like you have to, I don't know what to do. No, there's pleasure in whatever it is you have your hands on. Yes, it might not come that easy, but aside the part that you have to be disciplined, there's going to be a fulfillment as you take those steps. This is so important to every man's life. Everybody gets to a junction where they have decisions to make. Everybody, at any point in time. Many of the times our junctions start immediately we are done with school, or immediately we are done with senior high school. Some of us, we've already started having junctions even already while we are on campus, because we're not still sure. We're not still okay. Some of us have arrived at junctions of ministry. That's what I want you to get out and break out from. Some of us have arrived at junctions, and it's like, because we've had our mother tell us, hey, Kojo, Kobutre, right? Say, Kobutre. So, Butre. Okay, mommy, I'll go to Butre. Kojo, Kolegon. Okay, mommy, Meko, Kojo, Koye, architecture, and I'll Koye, sociology. Okay, Mekoye, mommy, Mekoye. So, when Kojo now is supposed to be a man and is supposed to take decisions, you find him fumbling. It's like he doesn't know what to do again, because all his life he's been controlled. Now, God has control in our parents. He does that. Undisputed facts that he controls us. When we are young, we can't take certain decisions. He impresses it upon them for us. But it's not every time your parents are going to have a leading for you. And that's why you have to know this. So many arrive at that juncture in life, and you know, they're waiting for a supernatural audible voice. Like, they're waiting for a certain experience. Jesus should appear to them in a very interesting vision. Or, don't say, Pastor, please, no, I'm not waiting for any experience. You've not gotten there. That's why you're saying, or you are there, but you have not gotten the heat of that experience. There's a time where you just wish God to just speak to you that, hey, this is it. But that's not what I want you to do. Right? So there are some who are waiting for a spectacular experience. They want to have an experience. You know, they're just there and they feel like, oh God, if you can audibly speak to me in my right ear. So they're waiting for an out of the space experience. Or maybe they're just waiting for something spooky. You know, it's like spooky. It's like a madman should appear to me and tell me that, hey, you have to go and work at so-and-so shop. And they're praying. Or some strange angel should appear to them at night. Well, that's not faith. Ministry is waiting for God to tell them that, hey, you are called into the ministry. I never received a supernatural call into ministry. And many times, not many people do. Not many people have supernatural experiences. Because God already has his word spoken in his written word. He already has it revealed in his written word. So we're not going to say, sit down and wait for a very supernatural experience. For some of us, you know, we're used to having stubborn hearts. That we want God to plainly speak to us. That, okay, this thing you are doing, stop, stop. And then when we hear it audibly, then we know, okay, that's not what God is calling us to do. So we're waiting for something that might never happen. And we also just might be waiting for something that the devil might have influence on. Because sometimes the devil has influence in divinely granted appearances. He has influence in, you know, showing visions. He has influence in showing dreams. So we need to know how. And God has not made it complicated. That's one of the things I want you to know as a believer. He's not made it complicated for you to access direction and to take steps and to turn certain parts. He's not made it complicated. You will always have to complicate the issue. And that gets sad. So they're waiting for an out of space experience. Some are also waiting for, you know, a certain prophet to call and tell them. Now, all of those things are good. Waiting for a prophet, whatever. But a prophet is not supposed to guide you. A prophet is supposed to confirm God's word that you already have on your heart. So there is need for a confirmation of what God told you already on your heart. So the New Testament prophet is not supposed to guide the people. No, that's not his responsibility. He's supposed to teach the people how to hear from God and to confirm words of prophecies that they already have lingering in their hearts. That's also not to say that, you know, you can have prophets tell you things that you didn't know. But I always advise that when they tell you things that you don't know, when I tell you things that you don't know, put it up in the shelf for a while, pray about it for a while, and then receive a confirmation before you take the step. You're not going to have that out of the space experience. Now, I also say this with a lot of caution and balance, because if you are a pastor of people, it means that you become God's lead also for them. So that's more different. I'm telling you of, you know, a certain kind of a strange prophet that comes from somewhere that comes to speak to you to do certain things that you're not aware of. But your pastor should be aware of you. That's why he's your pastor. Right? He should already have details concerning you. He should have prayed for you. He should have discipled you. He should have taught you God's word. So he almost has a leading on God's direction also in your life. So while we wait for, you know, like a divinely granted experience, God says that's not faith. We're waiting for a spectacular experience. God says that's not faith. Oftentimes, you find believers fall plague of this, is that they're just praying. And they're not taking any steps or turning any parts. Let me tell you something. This teaching, after tonight, it will usher some people into things. I'm telling you, after this teaching, men will just get up and follow God's plan for their life actively, and they will not miss it, because I'm going to show you how. You're also not supposed to be praying and not taking any steps, not turning into any parts. Faith oftentimes is a step at a time. Sometimes we're waiting for that. Have you heard people say, I know that I know that I know? I know that I know that I know that I know. A believer doesn't live his life like that. That's not how God leads you. If you don't know today, I'm trying to let you know, that's not how God leads you. Look what he told Abraham. He wakes him up right there in the morning. He says, pack your belongings and take your leave. God, Abraham is saying, Lord, to where? Then he says, to a land I'll show you. So just get up and go. Take the step. Get up and do. Take the step. So like I said, there are steps to take and there are parts to turn or parts to tow on. Let's look at this scripture. Very interesting. Psalm 37, verse 23. Take this step. Go back to school. Start that course. Venture that business. Take the work of the ministry serious, even though it doesn't look like you understand actually. You're taking the step. So, Psalm 37, verse 23. This is what the Word of God says. He says, the steps... Could you have me the New King James Version as well? The steps of a good man, that happens to be the righteous man, right? So David is actually giving out prophecies, and he's speaking by the inspiration of the Spirit how that God is going to lead his people. The steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. The steps, not the standing stills. The steps, not the waiting and the winning and then the complaining that things are not fine. My academics is not. The steps. So when I read things, I don't remember. No, there are steps to take. There are things you should do. Oh, I've failed this course 3 times. I think God has not been faithful to me. No, there's steps to take. There are paths to turn. So many times we make the error of wanting to have that. I know. Okay, this one I'm very sure. Some of you are waiting for God to confirm or show you a certain spectacular vision concerning locations you're supposed to move into or move out to. The steps. Now, I'm not leaving you in the dark. Just follow the teaching. Trust what I'm telling you. And follow it very carefully. It's going to get clearer as we go. So, sometimes we're waiting, and yet the actual thing to do is to take the step. He said, the steps, you know, when you want to go to your room or when you want to leave or exit your room, you see that. You can't sit down there and say, memorable, shotorable, soto, out of this room. Well, that's a dimension or a level, you know, of manifestation. We saw, you know, that happen. Even Philip's experience wasn't his own will. It was the Spirit's move. Into evangelism. Before you realize you're outside of your door. No, you're literally going to stand up and probably count 15 steps to your door, or maybe walk 15 steps to your door, and then you exit the door. There is an activity that you have to do. You step out. That's what the psalmist is saying. He's saying that in Psalm 37 verse 23, the steps of a righteous man, you step out. Say, I step out. Say that audibly to yourself. I step out. Now, when you step out, right? You doing the stepping out. Remember what he tells Abraham? He says, step out. So, Abraham steps out to where he's not sure he's going. Then, direction is activated. He directs you as you step out. He doesn't direct you when there's a standing still. That's why you can't get into a car and steer the car unless the car gets moving. You need to start getting moving. You need to accelerate. Then when acceleration is put in place, then you can steer the car in the direction. Now, God becomes the one that steers, but at least he needs to get you moving. So, the steps of the righteous. It means your heart needs to be in the right place. Now, let me not go ahead of myself. You hit your feet, then the direction comes. You make that effort, then the direction comes. you set your heart to it in the right place, then the direction comes. The steps of the man who has the Lord is ordered by him. Have you prayed for something and prayed on something for so long and you keep waiting, or you're sitting and waiting that something should come to you? Sometimes you need to get up and approach whatever it is that's not coming to you. The steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Let's see Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. So, we've been created people unto good works. Now, we're going to read verse 4 to 10. I just wanted to read the scripture of emphasis. We are his workmanship, the people created by him. And he's created us unto parts that are good. Then he says, which God hath ordained that we should walk in them. In, you know, verse 4 to 10, he tells on how that God showed us great love and showed us great mercy and has raised up together in Christ, us up together in Christ. Then he gets to tell us how that we're saved by grace through faith unto fruitfulness, unto exactly what he's called us to do in Christ and in the world. And he's ordained us to walk in them. He has a place. Right? He has a place. He has parts you should take. And he's going to lead you. I don't want you to sit down. I'm going to take you practically. It's not going to be a very, I'm going to teach you practically how to take those steps. Right? You're going to, after this teaching, you're going to say, Charlie, we've sat down for too long. Pastor says the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So, because of this and this and this and this, he's taught us, we're going to implement it and we're going to move. And that's how some of you are going to move into spaces you have not moved into before without fear. And you will see those things responding. You see them responding. Because as you take the step, he's going to be ordering them. He's going to be ordering them. He's going to be leading you. Glory to God. So God has a place for you. He has parts that you should take. And those parts that he set before you, they're going to be good and pleasant in Jesus' name. Let's see Psalm 25 verse 12. Psalm 25 verse 12. New King James Version, Psalm 25 verse 12. I see people taking steps they naturally wouldn't have taken because of fear and because of doubt. Those steps fall off, and those fears fall off. Those fears fall off in Jesus' name. Who's the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in his ways. It means he would lead you in your path. Now, I assume everybody here is righteous, has received Jesus into their hearts, and at least has a hearty disposition of wanting to do what he wants them to do. Now, that is very important as well. We become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus when we believe in the finished works of Jesus. And as a result of this, he's going to lead us in the right path. It's just like, you know, somebody who wants to have a baby and then they sit down and then they cry, oh Lord, please give me a baby. And then your husband comes to join you with fasting and prayers. 72 days dry, it didn't work. You increase to 120 days dry, it didn't work. Then you increase to 250 days dry, it still doesn't work. It never will actually work. The only person that was without whatever you have to do was Jesus and Mary. Apart from Mary, anybody else that does not do something is not going to have a child, because we can't have a second Jesus. So there are steps to take. Amen. The steps to take. Now I'm going to take you through the practical steps. Like I told you, it's going to be a short teaching, yet still it's going to set you in the right path. Amen. Number one, first step to take, right? There are steps to take, there are turns to turn, or there are paths to turn to. Step number one, go and practice these steps I'm giving you, all right? Step number one, keep your eyes on God's word. keep your eyes on God's word. We've already seen that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. He will teach you in the ways that you should go. He's going to lead you in the paths that you should turn. So you're going to keep your eyes on God's word. Now, keeping your eyes on God's word will mean that you keep it on your heart that Jesus leads me through the way. There's no confusion I have in my heart. So keeping your eyes on God's word is what will stand faith. It's from thence faith comes from. You're going to keep your eyes on God's word. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. You're not believing things that are wrong, or walks in the path of sin, and sits in the seats of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, which he doth meditate day and night. Then he says, Psalm 1, verse 3, he says, for this reason, that man shall become like a tree planted by the waters, whose leaves never wither. It means when people are complaining, you will keep your eyes on God's word every single time. Blessed is that man. He's not saying he will be blessed. He says that man is the blessed man. It's that he keeps his mind stayed, his heart stayed, his conviction stayed, his attention stayed on God's word. So you're going to keep your eyes on God's word. Right? Keep it on God's word. Keep it on God's word. And as you keep your eyes on God's word, you would let your words follow in the same direction. You're going to keep your eyes on God's word. You're going to be saying things easily. Like, Lord, I know you will lead me. That's something you need to say frequently. Because meditation is actually the word hagah. It means to think on, to ponder on. It will also mean to mutter. So you're going to be speaking under your breath. That's what it means to meditate. And it will also mean to speak out loud. So it will mean to think on, to ponder on, to mutter. It means, have you seen when you're talking to yourself? It's like somebody gets you angry. You know, ah, this person, you're not speaking to anybody, but you are saying, ah, this person, how could this person do this? I mean, who does this person think he is? You know, because we always entertaining him, he thinks he can't do it. You're speaking to yourself. You're muttering out a complaint. So rather than mutter out a complaint, you're going to keep your mind stayed on the fact that God is going to lead me. And God leads me. So your words follow in that same direction. I'm led by the Spirit of God. Right? I'm led by the Spirit of God. Rather than have a fear in your heart, you're going to be declaring, I'm led by the Spirit of God. I thank God that I know His voice. He says, my sheep knows my voice, and it attends to my call. And so I know the Lord's voice. I thank God that there's no confusion in my heart, no confusion in my mind of what step to take. And how to take those steps. Because it's just not knowing those steps. It's to walk out. So I'm going to teach you on that too. He says, you're going to mutter. Speak out. Believe in your heart. You say, thank you, Lord, for your spirit. I know the course to take. I know what school to do. To get into. I know what business to take. I know what part of the ministry I should find myself in right now. I know that you are leading me. Right now, this is what you are leading me in. I'm not confused. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for direction every time. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for clarity every time. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I have my faith solidly built on God's word. So you're going to be keeping your eyes on His word. Someone saying, I don't know whether to take this company or that company. No, you know what to do. That's what I'm teaching you what to do. You're going to say, Lord, I know what to do all the time. Because the Lord's Spirit leads me all the time. I'm never confused. Nope, I'm not confused. I know God's voice exactly. Now, what are you doing? You're building in yourself that ability via your faith. Because you know why? When you always talk, oh, you know, brother, can you please pray with me? Oh, can you please believe God with me that, oh, hey, they said, Charlie, they said there's this prophet here. They said his name is Prophet Pascal. He can see, he can tell you what to do next. So, Charlie, let's go and see him so that he can tell us. That's why many believers are duped, and many believers are told wrong things, and many believers are pushed into things they don't want to do. So you're going to know that I have God's Spirit. Listen to me. You will have to do this. You see, I can hear God. I'm sure about this. I'm not blank. I know what to do. I'm led by God's Spirit. I know what to do. I have it on my heart. I thank God that you're leading me today. That you're leading me into the right company, into the right people, into the right relationships. I'm teaching you steps concerning anything. Relationships. There are five people right ahead of you. You say, no, I'm never confused. I'm never confused. Then you keep your mind stayed on the fact that you know God's word and you speak it out. So that's the first thing to do, is to keep your eyes and your mind and your heart meditating on God's word. Never say, I don't know what business to do. I don't know. I don't know. I'm even confused. I don't even know what to say. No, when you talk like that, you allow raging seas of confusion in your spirit. That's what you're doing. You're giving heed to confusion in your heart. And I can tell you, because you spoke it and you called for it, you're going to see confusion all around you. So, number one step to take is to meditate on God's word. Remember, a foundational truth is to make sure your heart is in the right place. And how you do that is by continuous meditation on God's word. You read God's word. You listen to God's word. You ponder on God's word. You speak out God's word. You say out God's word. You're convicted about God's word. So I thank you, Lord, that you're leading me. Listen, I'm not lying, but I don't get confused. I don't. There is not a point in my life that I've ever been confused before. No. Because I use my words rightly. Even if I am not convicted about the step next to take, I am very certain that God wants me to stand still and make a step. There's no confusion. And there is going to be no confusion with you as well. So never fall for that fact that I think I am confused about what to do. I think the course I'm doing, I'm confused about it. No, just acknowledge. Keep your mind stayed on God's word. He is going to lead you. He's going to direct you. I remember I went to Kumasi, the first time I went to Kumasi, and where I was living, there was a bulb. There was a bulb. And, you know, the bulb got bent or something. It stopped coming. So I didn't know where I was going to get a bulb, and I just didn't know where. And it was on a Sunday. It was on a Sunday. Saturday was about, it was on a weekend. So remember, I told you, keep your mind stayed on God and what he says he's going to do for you. He's going to lead you. So I literally wake up right in my room and I just say, I know where to get a bulb in Jesus' name. And then I step out. And I'm praying in tongues. I just step out and I'm praying in tongues. I step out and I'm praying in tongues. I step out and I'm praying in tongues. Then I get to a junction. Then I'm saying, this junction, that junction, this junction, that junction. Then I pay attention to what is on my heart. Remember, there's no confusion, right? So I step out. I'm like, okay, Lord, which junction should I choose? Now, I didn't hear an audible voice. Don't be mistaken. I never heard a voice tell me in my right ear, you know, move into this part, you know, take this part. I just go stand in front of junction while I'm speaking to tongues. And right there in my heart, I feel like, okay, let me just take this junction. So right in my heart, I say, Lord, I don't know where you're leading me to, but I know you're leading me to buy a bulb. Then I take the turn. I get to another junction. I don't know what to do. I pray in tongues. And I'm like, okay, God, this path looks like it's really strong on my heart. I take that path. Now, I did that. And I remember I got to a certain spot. It didn't look like there was a bulb seller in that area. I stood there, and deep down in my heart, I felt, move in this direction. So I took on the steps, people of God. I arrived immediately in front of an electrical shop. I literally walked in. I literally walked into the shop. And that was how I got my bulb. And that's how God has been leading me ever since. Some of you are having senses. That's what I'm going to teach you. The third step is going to entail that. So you're having things that you know you should do. Or some of you will need to take absolute turns. Because it's like you're heading in a direction that you are sensing or perceiving that this is not it. And you still keep on moving in that direction. So via these teachings, you're going to either take steps or you're going to take a roundabout and take steps backwards. Glory to God. First step is to believe. Keep your eyes on God's word. I do this many times, I'm telling you. Yeah, I do this many times. Quite recently, a few days ago, I was walking and it just sensed on my heart, you know, move under this tree. There was no audible voice. It just came to my heart. Just move under this tree. I move under that tree. I see that there's a guy there. And it just occurs to my heart. Okay, just talk to him. I talk to him. Now he starts to tell me stories and stories and stories and how that he's been left here and how that he doesn't have anyone. And then I just sensed in my heart, that's why I brought you here. Help him. I've literally walked into people who wanted to take their lives. Literally, just by following that sense of saying that in your heart, knowing that, God speaks to me. God speaks to me. You keep your mind stayed on God's word. You keep your mind stayed on God's word. Number two is that you're going to learn to pray it out. That's the second step. You're going to learn to pray it out. So after you have that firm meditation, your mind stayed on God's word. Never say, I don't know. I don't know what step. The steps are confusing. Life is very difficult to discover. And I don't know what to read. No, don't talk like that. When you talk like that, you allow the devil into your life. And he's going to lead you into places of desperation. And he's going to put despair in your heart. And when you're desperate or you're full of despair, confusion is what is birth forth. When there is desperate, you are confused. You literally are just living life like you don't exist. So number two, you're going to primarily pray it out. Right? It means you will take time praying. Now, many times the prayer of consecration, where you're allowed to pray out God's will, thy will be done, is most important. So you pray in tongues. So you pray the prayer of consecration where you allow God's will happen. You want to say, Lord, let your will be done. Lord, let your will happen. I pray out your will as concerning my academics. I pray out your will as concerning what step to take. I pray out your will concerning this thing to do. I pray out your will concerning this decision to make. Lord, I have a visa in front of me. I'm not afraid that I'll miss it because I trust you that you're going to be leading me. But now, Lord, I want to pray that out. Let your will be done. And you get into prayer. You sola bratize, viva castola, brando, shkiveta la mande, jebrek tela krashton, dula shkibatada, eklememendo stobratana. No desperation in your heart because you have your mind stayed on God's word. You have your heart stayed on God's word. And you are confident that you are not going to miss it. Is a confidence in him, not a confidence in you. That's why I'm very sure I'll never miss it in life. I'll never miss it in life. Say that about yourself. I'll never miss it in life. I know exactly what to do every single time. I'll never miss it. Tell yourself that. I will never miss it in life. I'll know what to do. Every junction I get to, I know what to do. Every junction I get to, I know what to do. So you're going to get your heart in the right place, right? You're going to primarily keep your mind stayed on God's word. Some of you have to apply the same principle on simply your academics. The reasons why you're probably learning and it feels like you're not making the good grades or it feels like you're not doing it is because you probably are not taking the right steps. You're not taking the right steps. You're not paying attention to whatever it is that he's leading you into. So you're going to pray about it. You're going to pray about it, right? Remember, there's already faith that's going to be built as a result of staying on his word. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Declare the word. Don't pray in confusion. When you pray, pray in faith, knowing that God hears you. He that comes to God must first believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So you're going to believe that God is existent, and that is why you pray. You believe that you're going to be directed, and that is why you pray. There's going to be no iota of confusion, and that is why you pray. So you're going to say in prayer, you're going to pray the prayer of consecration, Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done, while you acknowledge of His leading in faith. While you pray out God's plan. You pray out declarations. You pray out God's plan. You pray out God's plan. You pray out God's plan. You're also going to be praying out in faith. You say, Lord, this thing you have started with me, I'll finish it in Jesus' name. I'll finish it in Jesus' name. I'll finish it in Jesus' name. When you don't have your mind on God's word, you're finished. You are finished. So keep your mind stayed on God's word. I heard something today that blessed me. Not because I was the one who said it or was the one who did it, but it just blessed me and it just uplifted my faith. And I was like, wow, people are really walking in faith. I received a call this afternoon and a dear lady was sharing with me how that, you know, she had a paper and she gets into the exam hall and she goes blank. She can't remember anything. When she said that, I was like, no, you can't be the one. And she said something. She said, Pastor, there was one thing I could remember. I met you one time in a casual conversation, and you asked what level I was, and I told you I was in my final year. And you said to me that I will finish well. So she said, when she sat there, and she got blank, she couldn't remember a thing. She said, no. Pastor said, I will finish well. That's all. So she started speaking in tongues under her breath or something. She just said, Pastor said. You see, there is need for a, you need to remember what God has. If you don't remember, the enemy would have his way in your life. So she said, she sits on the paper. And, you know, sometimes some people say that, you know, they shade things that they didn't want to shade. Then they come back and then they get to realize that the things that they shaded were nonsense, or the things that were shaded were whatever. She said, no. She said, no. She said, Pastor said. She said, Pastor said. I was shocked she could remember that exact statement I gave her. That was all. Pastor said, I will finish well. That was all. So she said she started to pray. Pastor said, I will finish well. Pastor said, I will finish well. Then she comes to that awareness and she says, the things start to flow again. So she said she had already answered some questions and she flipped back. She realized all the things that she did or the things that she wrote were all wrong. So she goes back. She cancels them and starts to answer just because Pastor said. Now, it's not Pastor. It's actually God. Because God wants her to finish well. That's God's will for her life. She's not supposed to say, you know, but that's just what God wants for her. But at least she was able to hear God's voice in her pastor's instruction. So then I ask her, how did it go? She says, I was able to do it. She says, the minute she saw the paper, she was pounding in fear, confused, blacked out totally. She said she was about to, and she remembered the pastor told her in a casual conversation that she was going to finish well. And that was all that she needed. Many of you, all that you need is God's word. That's just all. That's just all. That's just all. That's all you need. You don't need anything complicated. So as you pray it out, right, you're going to pray it out. So you have convictions in whatever it is you're speaking. You're going to pray it out. Pray it out. Spend time speaking in tongues. You're going to speak in tongues. You're going to speak in tongues. Not in confusion. Listen. Not in confusion. Trust Him. You're going to pray it out. After you have that firm commitment. No, I'll miss it. I'll never miss it. I'll never miss it. Third step, what do? You step out. Stepping out is like the most important step. So you step out. knowing that your steps are ordered by the Lord. You step out. You step out, knowing that your heart is in the right place and it's ordered by the Lord. You step out. You step out. Now, the expression stepping out is to begin to walk toward whatever you sense in your heart. That's the step out. So you begin to walk toward what you sense in your heart. You begin to walk toward what he said to you. You don't need to hear it audibly. Just what you have on your heart. Just walk toward it. Now, pay attention. You walk toward it. You take those steps. You orchestrate your steps in that direction that he is leading you to go. And it's very supernatural. Now, sometimes you'll say, I'm not really sure if I should take that step. Well, take that step. If it's not the right step, he's going to lead you and tell you in your heart, that's the wrong step. So it's not to sit down and wait. It's to take that step in that direction. Then if it's not him, he's going to, right, prompt you in your heart. Now, this is where we actually pay attention to the teaching. So you're going to take that direction. Start that thing. Get your hands on that discipleship. Don't be afraid. Step out. You're going to move in that direction. Now, sometimes people don't want to step out. And they're waiting, like I said, for a word in the sky. There's a fear of failure. So you're going to be stepping out. Right? And you're going to be trusting that even if I missed it, God is going to get me right on track. That's going to be your conviction. Even if I missed it, God is going to get me on track. I trust in God's ability to lead me than I trust in my ability to miss it. I'll say that again. I trust in God's ability to lead me than I trust in my ability to miss it. So get out. Get out. Step out. You say, Lord, I don't know what course to take. I now master what you have on your heart. Move in that direction. Say, Lord, I want to start this. Well, you want to start. Get out. Get out. Trust in his ability to lead you. Remember, he's going to lead you. You know, sometimes we're so careful that we end up not doing anything. So you're going to be in faith. In stepping out, you're going to be in faith. In his ability to correct you and to guide you and to lead you into the right path. So you're going to step out. You're going to put in activity whatever it is that you have. You're going to start. Just step out. Like Abraham, he steps out not knowing where he's going. But he's actually saying, the Lord hath called me. The Lord has said I should go. Go to where? I don't know. But I think I'm going. So God's going to be impressing things on your hearts. He's going to be leading you into things. You must get up and step out. Now everybody, type the letter V. Type the letter V. Just V. Right? So you see that in the letter V, when you're starting from the top, right? You have a lot of room. You have a lot of room. There's a room that you have. So you're looking out for something to do. You have a lot of room. God gives you a lot of room because he knows you're inexperienced in whatever it is he's leading you into. There's room for you. No need to be afraid of making mistakes. Trust him like that. For some of us in the ministry, You might say, I believe everybody's in the ministry here in Jesus' name. Amen. So you say, oh, Lord, I think I have a calling on my life. And I think God's called me because I've seen it in his word, obviously. But you will not know what exactly it is to do. Some of you are going to start out as ushers. You're going to start out children's service. You're going to start out in the media. You're going to start out in the choir. He's not going to push you into a certain full-blown apostle. Scrubbing the toilet. In the cleaning department. Right? What's he doing with you? Those are steps you take in that direction. You say, Lord, this is the thing I want to study. Well, there's a stepping out. If you pay attention, you know what you should step out into. You say, what's your dream? Oh, my dream is to become like Dangote. Dangote didn't just start as Dangote. You need to start somewhere. So you start at wherever you are. Start wherever you are. Wherever you are, whatever it is you have, start. Sometimes just, you are leading prayer. That's all. But that is what God is doing with you. What are you going to be doing in these times? You're going to be growing, number one, and you're going to be building the right connections to what he will actually be doing with you. So don't worry about whatever it is you have to do. Say, Lord, I want to think about which relationship. Which of them are you talking to? Which of them are you talking to? Say, okay, but I'm afraid if I do this. No, don't be afraid. So he's going to be growing you through the times and through the seasons with the right and necessary connections, hearty connections. So you look out for something to do. Do something. Anything that's honorable and will bless any other person. If that's it, that's fine. Be faithful in whatever it is you find to do. Because in those things that you have your hands on, they're going to be tests, they're going to be parts, they're going to be to turn, they're going to be, you know, temptations for you to overcome. Those are what you do. So, you step out. Never be afraid that, I think God's not with me. I think God's, I don't know what to do. No. Step out with whatever you have. Do whatever you can. Okay, you don't think you like that course. Well, that's what you have your hands on. Do it, regardless. So I think I'm not in the right business field. I don't think I'm in the... Well, that's what you have your hands on. I mean, some of you are 3 years, 2 years into the course, 4 years into the course, and you are saying you don't like the course. Meanwhile, you are just 2 years away. Well, you should just finish it. You just might be amazed when you finish it, you're going to have another step to take that moves you in the right direction that he's calling you into. So, whatever you have to do, just do it. And be confident. Just be confident. That's all. Be confident that he's going to lead you. That people who have done courses they never wanted to do, and they ended up working entirely wherever they wanted to work in the near future. So what's your own? Get your hands to it and do what you have to do. God is giving someone great confidence and great faith as I speak to you. You're going to be confident. You're going to say, Lord, I don't know this thing, but I'm going to do it anyways. And I'm going to trust your word. And I'm going to pray out your will and your plan for my life. Glory to God. So don't get goofy. Right? Spooky. I don't know, but I don't like people who say, I don't know. Why don't you know? That's why I'm teaching you to know. So after this teaching, I don't want you to say, I don't know. Why don't you know? Are you not in faith? At least acknowledge that I know. Let me tell you, when you acknowledge that you know, you actually position your heart in the right place to get exactly what God is trying to tell you and what he's trying to show you. So you're going to step out. Step out in faith. Some of your parents are asking you certain interesting questions. Step out in faith. Step out in faith. It's very simple. It's very simple. Start where you are. Do what you have to do. Start small. Get in that direction. Move a little bit further. People started calling me prophet long time ago. I remember when exactly, or I'm remembering, or I remember when exactly I'll enter into that office. Yeah. You start out somewhere. You start out somewhere. Somewhere you need to start from. And remember, as you take those steps, God will now be ordering. It's almost an interesting thing to see. It's like you take the steps and he's going to get right in and he just orders. Yeah, he just orders before you realize you are where you are supposed to be. That's what he did to Abraham, and we're children of faith. We're heirs of that same promise. So you're going to trust his leading. Don't get goofy. Don't get spooky. Don't get confused in your mind. Get in that. Do it. Psalm 119 verse 133. 119:133. NKJV. Psalm 119 verse 133. Wow. We have a few minutes more. So you're going to take those steps. Take those steps. Move in those steps. Walk in those steps. It says, direct my steps by your word and let no iniquity have dominion. Direct my steps by your word. That word is the Spirit. So it's the word and the Spirit. So it's going to direct your steps by the word and the Spirit. Now let's take our fourth and last point. Psalm 119 verse 133. So your steps are going to be ordered by the word and the Spirit. So keep your eyes on that and step out. So our fourth and final point, right? Do not be in a hurry. Inculcate the attitude of being patient while he leads the path or while he leads you. So as you pray, don't feel, I think this thing, no, be patient. Take those steps gradually. Walk in them gradually. Walk in them gradually. Take out steps. Take out steps. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. As you pray, acknowledge his leading in your life. Believe that God leads you. Step out. For some of you, your stepping out will be in the ministry. It's to start whatever it is that you have to start in discipleship. Take it seriously. Take discipleship seriously. That's the stepping out. For some of you, it's to pay attention to that course. It might not necessarily be to leave. It might be to pay attention. Yeah. Some of you, it might also be to turn and take, you know, retrogressive steps towards whatever it is you have in your heart. But whatever it is the Lord is laying on your heart or is leading you to do, make sure you approach it very confidently. I'm going to take time teaching again on this particular step out because we have a lot of scriptures to look at. How that the Spirit leads you when you are pressed, when you are bound, when the Spirit suffereth you not to go in that direction, or it gives you that permission. We're going to take time to also look at that. So I think there's supposed to be a part two of this teaching. And then I'm sure it will come out very soon. And we'll deal in-depthly with that. Because that's so important. Right? But before we go to 9, before the session ends, you're going to lift up your voice in prayer. You're going to lift up your voice in prayer. You're going to lift up your voice in prayer. There's going to be faith on the inside of you to step out in the name of Jesus. Never would you be confused about life again. Never. You should never. Begin to pray shortly. Lord, I'll never be confused about the steps to take and the paths to turn into. I'll never be confused. I'll never be confused. I'll never be confused. I'll never, never. Confusion is very far away from me. In the name of Jesus, Kalosto viva la bratuste le grande le parusa, repere gita lo bosho, recitatuste vlanto la barada, sheva viva ustan, bragatele vretige, korabasha, tila mando, shebrekista, rabadaba. Never should your parents ask you, Adramansa, what do you want to do? Say, mommy, please, I don't really know. You say, mommy, I know what to do. I'll get back to you on it. I know what to do. Because God leads me by his Spirit. In your academics, you know what to do to make your grades better. Every single time, there's a step to take. There's a path to turn. There's no confusion. Listen, God will lead you and you will be so thankful. You'll be so thankful. He leads you and he wants to. And that's why I teach you to allow him. Father, in this place, every confusion in many minds are lifted in the name of Jesus. Some of you will have to start those businesses. Some of you have to go into those master programs. Some of you, you have a lead in a certain direction. As you pray about it, you be confident to say, I think I should take this stand. And you take those stands, and they will be the Lord leading you into that place of fruitfulness, into that place of prominence, into that place of increase, in the name of Jesus. Whatever step that you take is going to be ordered by the Lord, because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Be blessed in all your endeavors. Be blessed in all that you do. Be blessed in whatever you lay your hands on. When you see two job opportunities, three job opportunities, put them in front of you. Laugh. Say, I know what to do every time. I'll take the right decision. And then you pray about it. You pray about it. You pray about it. You pray about it. And follow that dominant, you know, direction of your heart. Remember, primarily your heart needs to be in the right place. And so you will follow that predominant, you know, pull. You follow that predominant, you know, attraction in your heart. As you pray about it some more, don't follow it when you don't pray and when you've not prayed, but you will follow it right in your heart. Some of you are going to have sufferings, pullings of the spirit, like, this is not what I should do, and you will withdraw back. God's going to be leading you. I'm not touching yet, but I trust God's spirit on the inside of you to activate things that I have not taught you just by my voice, in the name of Jesus. Confusions are taking off you. Confusions are taking off you. Your minds are confident about what God wants you to do. You'll say, this course, I don't know how I got here, but I'm telling you, I'm going to arrive at the right place, because God is going to be ordering my steps. God is going to be navigating my steps. God is going to be leading me in the right places, in the name of Jesus. When you're placed before four guys, five guys, six guys, three guys, two guys, you say, no, I am led by God's spirit. I'll never make the wrong choice. I'll never make the wrong decision. I'll have God's leading all the time. Every single time I'm going to be led by God's spirit. Vival, Bakijo, Shefretela, Grosho, Brabant, Kijo, Jebatando, Shuprekietalada, Moshe Krebetea. Some of you have been sitting for too long. That's what the Spirit of God says. He says, some of you have been sitting for too long, like the lepers who were right outside of the city. You need to stand out from those place, that place of sitting and of standing still, and say, if I go, I will go. If I perish, I perish. And Bible says they began to take steps in that righteous direction. And Bible says the Lord amplified their feet because he was leading them. And he will amplify your feet steps. You will make the right decision. And guess what? You're ready to get into your season of fruitfulness, your season of joy, your season of excitement, your season of plenty, your season of peace, knowing that where you are is what is where you're supposed to be, and knowing that where you are is where God wants you to be. In Jesus' name, right now, in Jesus' name, I rebuke spirits that conflict man's voices and that put fear. He says he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Right now, in Jesus' name, right now, in the name of Jesus, anybody that hears me at the sound of my voice, I rebuke that spirit of fear. You're going to have that spirit of fear rebuked in Jesus' name. Begin to walk in confidence, knowing that God leads your every path. In Jesus' name, I mute conflicting voices, external conflicting voices. You're going to be bold in faith, bold, knowing that the Lord has called you into something great. He says, my child, I love you. Tola mande, shte prekela. And I care for you. I won't leave you in harm's way, and I'll not leave you halfway. You know, some of you have been crying to the Lord and asking the Lord, God, is this thing right? Is where I am right? Is what I'm doing right? It seems now those struggles have ceased. Right now, those struggles have stopped. In the name of Jesus, I command you, I stand in my office. I declare, right now, move forward in Jesus' name. Make those steps in Jesus' name. Walk into those areas in Jesus' name. Locate, move from those locations out into where God is calling you, into what he's calling you to do. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke conflicting voices of fear, conflicting voices of confusion. In the name of Jesus, be free from all of those voices. And right now,
I congratulate you as God's prophet. Move into what he's calling you to do. Fulfill whatever it is he's calling you to do. Never be afraid of what he's calling you to do. In the name of Jesus. If you're listening to me, you are sick, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Be healed in your mind. Be healed in your bodies. Every pain is gone. Be healed in every part that dysfunctional, that is dysfunctional. In the name of Jesus, headaches go, back pains go, terminal conditions, diseases are healed in the name of Jesus. Stomach pains, peptic ulcer, sensations that cast out of your bodies in the name of Jesus. There's somebody who has been feeling pain in their feet right now. You are healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for direction. Step out. Step out. Step out. Step out. Move in that area your heart gets you on as you pray. Move in faith. The Lord is with you. He's going to walk with you. And he's going to lead you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.